Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm up here talking about Donnie, and I'm talking about the coaching staff and where I need to be better, but I need to be better. It's on me. I'm the leader, and I will be. But I take that very seriously, and I look at every part of this organization and feel very strongly that if there's a trust in relationships and how you deal with each other, then you can challenge each other, and I do believe we have that, and we have the people in the room that can handle that. So that'll be something that we definitely dig into as we move forward here.
Kevin Adams today, there was a lot he said that was, I think, you know, pretty interesting, and I am somebody that does not take that as a given with these press conferences, but this one, it was long, but there were a lot of interesting things to talk about. And one, kind of off the earlier point, you know, grit. The last caller talked about grit. Then he quickly mentioned sandpaper, which you would define complete. It's like the same word. You don't need to say it twice. Things like that. An element, the Sabres have been generally criticized for lacking that for almost their entire existence. I mean, for one reason or another, that seems to be part of the brand. There are lots of different... I like when Adams took Paul Hamilton's question about hard to play against, he made the point, you know, I would probably go on, but there's lots of that. There's lots of different forms of that. Scoring a lot makes you hard. The 07 Sabres were really hard to play against. They did not have a lot of grit. They scored a lot of goals and usually won. That, to me, counts. Mm-hmm. There are ways, lots of ways where your team can be hard to play. You have Dominik Hasek in goal in his prime. There's another. Everything else is like, whatever. You have Hasek and you have the best goalie ever. Hard to play against. Adams talked about, I think he was trying to get across, you know, the whole stuff about guys getting here in the morning, being on the plane together. You know, I think there was a work ethic complaint underneath Adams' comments today about his players. And that's also something that gets thrown around, you know, wildly all the time, too, by fans, right? Like, just sort of how much they care, entitled, young,
right.
Contracts, all that stuff is just so easy. Maybe Adams was telling us that the dedication, there's, I think, maybe the word I want for it, was lacking in his mind.
And something he maybe needed and is looking for in his new head coach is someone who can snap them to attention when it's required.
Right, so that you get more of this style of play fans bemoan the Sabres not having enough of. You get it from the guys you have without, you know, compromising what they do well.
Right. Anybody that is as talented as, I mean, pick a guy out of this lineup can be hard to play against. Hard to play. To me, the hardest guy to play against is the guy that is just going to be there at your heels, back-checking, doesn't have the puck, keeps working, is there, and doesn't go away. And you think you got him beat, and then you all of a sudden, like, you step sideways for a stride to avoid someone else, and that dude's right there again. He's just on you. Like, that's hard to play against. That is grit. That is sandpaper. It is not Matt Rempe challenging Curtis McDermott or whatever nonsense the Devils and Rangers have been participating in for the back half of this year since Rempe showed up. It's defense and it's commitment to playing every inch of the ice.
And Adams talked about Cousins specifically for
yes,
this.
It should be hell. The guy that you play against every night should walk out of the building feeling like, man, that was a drag. Like, that was tough. What a tough night. And that, you know, for whatever reason, that did not seem like it existed much this year.
This is coaching.
Yeah.
I mean, coaching is a lot of things, but tapping into that in players that it's not being tapped into, I guess. I don't know. I felt like, look, I mean, some people are going to, it's easy. You said it already. Scrutiny is warranted. It's the Sabres. I mean, really, Adams himself, and I don't say this to be snide, hasn't won anything either as a manager, right? All these mm-hmm. things. But there are times at these press conferences where losing teams' management will sound like they don't even really appreciate that they're losing, that they don't even really get it. And those are the times that would infuriate me. You have to sound like you know there's improvement that's necessary. You have to sound like you notice, you know, just sort of read the room kind of stuff. I thought he did today. There was a lot of that. There was pretty direct and blunt about what he thinks has to be different. And a lot of the things he says are things that they'll all say, which doesn't make him insincere about wanting to win and everything, you know, that you hear. But I don't know. I was never frustrated today listening to a GM that sounds like, you know, his head is in the clouds and he doesn't think his team is that far away and those kind of platitudes. Look at our talent. Almost, you know, indirectly complimenting himself for the mm-hmm. players he signed and drafted, you know. There was none of that today, really. So I feel pretty good about what it sounded like.
Yeah, I mean, if you can separate the news conference from the disappointment of a 13th consecutive season not being in the playoffs, I think you could look at Adams, and it's sort of, I'm reacting to the news conference. The season was the season. They needed to do something, I think, about it. And my biggest fear, like I feel like the weight of the world is off me as a hockey fan, as a Sabres fan. I mean, as recently as yesterday at this time, I thought, like, they put out a news release how Granato and Adams are going to address the media at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday. You're sending that out? Is that like a challenge? Is that a warning? Like, we're not making a change? That's how I took it yesterday. I was dead wrong. I'm so relieved. And it's not because, I like him. I think he did a lot of good things, but it had run its course. He had gotten as much as he was going to get out of this group, and a change was needed months ago. I was still worried, as I said this time yesterday, that they weren't going to do that. And so I'm relieved that they did, that they had enough awareness to recognize that you can't just keep going into a fourth year when really this year especially was absolutely, I know it was different guys in and out with injuries or whatever, and it sounded like a repeat of last season to me. All the same points about learning and pressure and all the right way to play and all this stuff. We spent 6 months last season talking about all those things. We got to go through it. The only thing you can do is go through it and learn from it. And I have no doubt we will. Yada, yada, yada. That started up again this year. That's the same song. You cannot do that. So they needed to make a change. I'm relieved that they did. So, I'm coming into Adams talking today sort of refreshed, because I've been demoralized about their immediate future because I didn't think they were going to make a change.
Interesting today that he did say he's going to hire someone with NHL coaching experience, which takes the Rochester coach, Appert, out of the equation, which is somewhat of a surprise that he would do that, to me anyway, Adams, so quickly.
Yeah, me too.
There was plenty of speculation about him. Rochester has been good this year, headed to the playoffs. They had a good playoff run last year. But allowing for that Appert did maybe coach two games for the Sabres, I doubt that that is what Adams means.
Me too. So, and that eliminates a whole host of people you might have thought of. Michael Pekka, for one example, who was with the organization until this season and is an assistant with the Rangers. He doesn't meet that criteria. Anyone else, a college coach, whatever you're thinking about, like the sort of process the Sabres have gone through, we've been through this many times. And, you know, it's often, how do they end up at an unconventional choice? Well, you know, the interview, and it just was really impressive, and we thought, like, this was the best idea. It sounds to me like the way Adams has positioned himself here, if he were to somehow fail to pull in the coach that meets the criteria he talked about, he's going to get shredded for it.
It shouldn't be possible, though.
Right.
There are enough options.
He must know he's got something... I don't think he would have been as definitive in like ruling out a guy like Appert if he didn't know he's got Lindy Ruff already circling his boat or somebody like him.
Right. Yes, Lindy Ruff, his career does qualify as having NHL coaching experience. barely. Lori is next. Hi, Lori.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Speaking of Lindy Ruff, I asked. Absolutely. As soon as he got fired, I said, oh, we need him. We need him. I actually think that, well, it's just my speculation, that I think Darcy Regier had something to do with that to save his own neck, and then he got fired after that anyway. But, and also, since Lindy Ruff left, look, you mentioned this before on your show, look at the line of coaches, one after the other, that have not really been up to his par. So to the last caller who mentioned how, I don't know, what did Lindy Ruff do? I mean, I have watched both the Stanley Cups. My family has been generationally season ticket holders since the beginning. And that Stanley Cup that he coached, we will never know if he would have won that, because that cup was lost by the referees. He was the no-goal coach.
Did you go to the last game as a season ticket holder?
Well, actually, ironically, my husband and I were in Toronto at a conference.
So you missed it.
And we were up at 2 in the morning watching that overtime game, sitting on the edge of our hotel.
I meant last week. I'm sorry. I wasn't clear.
No, I was not.
So you didn't win anything.
No, okay. I didn't win anything.
As a season ticket holder, you would have maybe been eligible to win a prize, but you were not there and you did not win a prize.
Well, watching the game, I actually went online and I put my name in for it. So you can do that on TV.
Do you know who did win a prize? So I don't know if you've been listening to us for long, but...
No, who won?
A former producer of ours, Ryan Gates, won a trip to Las Vegas for the draft.
Wow.
Pretty good.
That is actually him. You mentioned that to me the other day. Yeah.
Ryan won a trip to Vegas. So
that is awesome. I wanted to win the truck. But
the truck?
No, that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there was a truck something. So
that's
anyway,
cool.
But I think, the key that you mentioned before in the discussion was that we have not had actually a good GM since the French Connection. I really don't think we've had one on that level that we need. And I think a good coach really can influence a good GM, and Kevin Adams stays, if Lindy Ruff was the coach, I'm sure they have input on who he needs on a team. So,
but that's not really how you would expect it to work. I mean, thanks, Lori. You know, Adams isn't so vulnerable here that he has to hire somebody that's going to tell him what to do. I don't think it's like that. I think Adams has Pegula's respect. I don't know. He's promoted him all time and time again. I don't have that question, but I'm not sure I'm right. You know, he's in the job. He's missed the playoffs, too. He's still in the job.
Yeah.
But I have thought well of Adams. I thought his hiring was really sort of a, just can this team bring in some, like, credible people? And no offense to him, but anybody who sort of had his background, I would have thought that about. It just seemed like kind of too easy. But... any conversation I've had with him, we've had with him when he does these press conferences. I mean, the last one I thought, just for my taste, a little sentimental, talking about his guy. We need cold, calculated decisions here.
That was today.
It started sentimental with Granato, but then I'm impressed with him. I believe in him. I'm impressed with him. And with the people that work for him, I've thought this whole time, like, I think the Sabres are in a good spot. They just haven't. I don't have the reward yet. It's been right yet. They've missed again. Thanks, Lori. Getting connected with the fans brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. I've heard, by the way, that Ryan already has chosen his, because it's a trip for two. It's not us.
Oh, well.
He probably couldn't have picked you and not me, or me and not you.
I didn't like my chances there. I don't travel well.
No, I guess I didn't like your chances either, or mine. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog with Paul Hamilton coming up in 15 minutes. This is WGR.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.